today we see that forces such as the corporate takeover of water, extractive industries' impact on water, which impacts the health of people, we want those addressed at the systemic level. And so today, having the approach to women, water and well-being, we're lining up the order of power that we want to reclaim for the human right to water and sanitation.
And I had a question about the gendered issues surrounding water. What are those? Could you go into a bit more depth about that?
Well, we obviously have at a very systemic level the question of what are the inequalities related to water and women, who's being serviced for water, who has to pay. There's the question of affordability of water, which we believe water is a public good. It is the common good. It should be available to all. We know that today in particular, which is one area that I think we'll surface maybe more in this event than in other arenas, is the impact on the systemic abuse of water that impacts women, such as with extractive industries or mining projects, whereby in the name of development or in the name of prosperity, industries come into a country and they're given the rights, the concessions, with failure to consider the impact that the industry will have on water. Women in countries throughout the world, sub-Saharan Africa, El Salvador, I mean, I could keep naming them, are reclaiming water. And they're reclaiming it not just as an economic issue, but an issue of empowerment, a sacred issue for them. So one key element to us today in terms of addressing the gendered is addressing what systems are causing and taking away the empowerment of women in terms of not just access to water, but long-term sustainability of water for their life, for their livelihood, and for many of us who want to see water being in life for future generations.
What can the international community and the United Nations do to help women reclaim their livelihoods and their access to water?
I think we have to look at the decisions that are being made about the services in terms of in the name of development. We have in the name of growth, and we have a caution on that, on the Sustainable Development Goals. In the name of growth, services are being brought in, but there is, I believe, a failure to look at the systemic impact. So what the international community, what women are doing, are looking at things like the trade deals. They're looking at issues about, are we investing in our local livelihoods versus investing in the large corporate takeover? And that is probably, I think, in our future, to address climate change, to address well-being, to address the rights-based approach, I think we have to go in at the veins and to go in at the systems. And the international community, what we can do together is debunk the myths that says this aids prosperity, this aids the people, and ask the people, is it aiding them? And the people have the voice and they have the solutions. And I would believe that's what the democracy is about, is letting us have a voice to shape the future.